Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, number 160. Come with me now, baby. Come with me. It's time for another episode of WBS. I get to rant, I get to rave, I got some stuff to chat about, and this time, I don't have to do it by myself like I did last week. No. I got my redheaded stepchild, Mr. Alex DePonte, with me.
Hey, what's up, guys? As the microphone goes away from me, what's up?
I don't know what's going on with that. That happened to Tom the other day as well.
I can fix that. It just needs to be tightened up at the top.
Fair enough. Also, we have a special guest. We have Megan in the studio with us today.
Hello, guys.
This is Alex's lady. So what do you call it? You know, when I make fun of him a little bit today, you got to bear with me because, you know, I love the kid.
She did check on you guys too.
While you were sick. So you know that I care. But anyway, so welcome to WBS. We're hanging out today and got lots of cool stuff to talk about and some things that are going to irritate the crap out of me. But you know, it's okay.
What is it?
Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, I have a feeling I know.
We'll get there.
It's political stuff.
No, not necessarily.
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Why? Is there something political I should know about?
No, I don't know. She actually asked like what we were going to be talking about, and she was like, I don't really have much. I feel like I don't have much to say unless we're talking about Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, exactly.
We got some stuff to talk about. Is there anything new going on with that? Because I have not seen.
She hasn't been keeping up with it, but she has like strong opinions is what really she meant.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I don't know if there's anything. I haven't kept up with it. I've been more trying to focus on the Johnny Depp stuff.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, the Johnny Depp stuff is good stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Yeah. What do you call it? Well, first and foremost, as always, Within Brim Skin's brought to you by Mane and Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. So, what do you call it? This past week, for those of you who are not aware, I actually did the judging for the Long Island Chicken Wing Festival.
Yep. We knew about that.
Which was a lot of fun, as always. Got to see a lot of people who brought their A game, and they brought their cluck on. It was really clucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? It was a winging.
As I'm eating, you're joking around.
It was a winging situation.
Yeah, really.
Winning, winging. I tried.
Yeah.
I was winging it just now.
that one was good.
I like that one. All right, yeah. But what do you call it? Got a little saucy.
It's a secret word of the day, wing.
A little saucy. I didn't get to that yet, but we'll do that. What was that? What was that one?
Wing.
Wing will be. All right, here we go.
Today's secret word is
wing.
When you hear the secret word, you have to scream.
You have to scream real loud.
Also, try and work it in, like, sneakily, and try and trick him, like, you know, see if he catches you or not.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will definitely fail every single time.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's great.
So before I get back on the whole chicken thing, what do you call it? This past week I did an interview back to back, one in Germany and then the next one in the UK. Okay, and the girl who did the interview with me in Germany.
Okay,
first of all, everybody was great. They're all sweethearts. The girl who did the thing with me in Germany. She goes, "So Brim, what's the secret word for the day?" I'm like,
"Oh my god,
you've been listening to WBS."
That's
kind of
funny.
I am so sorry.
I guess older episodes because we haven't done it in a little bit. We did it like the last few times, but like we haven't done it in a long time.
She listened to some old ones and some new ones.
Mm, okay,
so it was very interesting, and I had to explain where it derived from because do you know where secret word came from?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
so the secret word came from Pee-wee's Playhouse. So you know who Pee-wee Herman is?
Yep.
Okay. She didn't know who Pee-wee Herman is or Pee-wee's Playhouse because in Germany,
God.
I guess either it wasn't as exposed to them then or she might be a little young.
Yeah, try and explain that one then.
So what do you call it? so I explained Pee-wee's Playhouse and so forth, and then we did the secret word that day. We made it success. And what do you call it? We screamed the whole time. It was hilarious.
That's
because we were
funny.
Doing it on somebody else's show, not ours. So I found that absolutely hilarious. Anyway, so back to the Long Island Wing Festival. See, I almost got screwed up there. You know, it was an absolutely amazed wing day. See,
This is a bad word.
Again, I'm really trying here. It was. first and foremost, the judges were all bad, were all mad cool. I got to catch up with Steve Seabury, who does the Long Island Hot Sauce Festival. He's made, well, the Hot Sauce Festival in general, because he does it in New York City. He not Long Island, he does it in New York City, Jersey, Connecticut, and a couple other places, Texas, I think.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of places under his
wing. He's been doing, I gotcha.
Ah, come on, that's good.
I gotcha. It also turns out that the chicken wing guy is also doing the Mac and Cheese Festival in October, which I think is hysterical. I think
I love mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is delicious.
Yeah.
And chicken and mac and cheese, I'm not going to say the W word. Chicken and mac and cheese go together.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, all the companies that were there, that were all the chefs that were sitting and frying them up, did an amazing job. They all brought their A game. I was impressed. And what do you call it? If you guys want to see the winners, you could definitely hit up my social media as well as L.I. Wing Hunt on Instagram, and you'll get all the information on who won and where to go for the best eats. That being said, this weekend coming up is Rib King weekend, and I'm super stoked about it. Are you guys coming?
Yeah, do we want to go, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have off though on the week. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to make it out. Because I don't want to be like, all right, they're coming, and then you guys don't show up, and you're not here.
I have nothing going on. Well, let's confirm the date for our viewers.
It is Saturday. The 28th. It is at, oh my goodness, give me one second. It's at Snug Harbor Cultural Center and Botanical Gardens. That's at 1000 Richmond Terrace, Staten Island, New York. It is from 12 to 4. And what do you call it? I will be there. So what do you call it? If you're going to come on down, hopefully you guys will be there too.
All right,
and
so that's a hike, but yeah, we can make it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, for ribs, right? We have to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You know?
It's what do you call it? Obviously, you guys are coming in as my guests, but anybody who wants to come, it's a small fee. You get to eat and drink for free the entire time. They've got, what do you call it, all the rib connoisseurs there, so you need to go check it out. Every single one of those events that I've ever hosted and judged have been impeccably, unbelievably delicious.
Yeah, he always like raves about these events that he judges, and he always talks about how good they were. He always comes back on the show and is like, oh, Alex, oh my God, I ate too much, yes. Alex. And I never have gone.
Oh, well, you're finally going to go up there and go this weekend, and I'm going to be impressed. So what do you call it? That being said, I also want to just put something out there. And I'm not going to go into detail about anything. I'm not going to go into detail about the charges or any of that crap. I just want to let everybody know that I do stand by my friend Austin St. John, what do you call it, from the Power Rangers, who's dealing with some legal issues right now. I want to tell you, just like in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, you shouldn't have expected Johnny Depp to be guilty right off the bat and judged him before he was judged by a judge and a jury. Same thing goes for Austin. You should give him the respect and give him the opportunity to plead his case before you're judging him. And I've seen way too much garbage and hate online. In my opinion, everybody is innocent until proven guilty, or unless I've personally seen enough guilt, you know, that I can judge for myself.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say about that. I spoke with Austin earlier today just to check on him, just to see how he was doing, and he's in good spirits. And he's going to be doing upcoming cons, so he's going to be doing some conventions coming up. They're allowing him to travel the whole nine yards. So he is in good spirits.
He didn't get Disney'd.
No, not thankfully. What do you call it? But, you know, it's still too early to say. At the end of the day, people all over the internet are being disgusting about it. And you know, again, whether he did it or not, I don't know. I can only go by what he says. And, you know, he's declaring his innocence publicly. And the fact of the matter is if he's found guilty, well, then we'll take care of whatever then. You know what I mean?
Johnny Depp was saying that he was innocent, and now look at the trial.
I mean,
pretty much the entire world is on his side now.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, innocent until proven guilty, especially in the world of entertainment. I'm sorry. I respect the victims. I respect people who are actual victims. You know, that was a knock to Amber Heard. And what do you call it?
Yeah, oh my God.
You know, and the fact of the matter is,
but she never called herself a victim. We have to know.
Oh, don't get me started.
She said that in the trial. Right. I don't know why she said that.
She's a freaking jackass. Anyway, so you know, justice for Johnny and justice for Austin. Hopefully everything will work out for him. You know, so my thoughts and prayers are with him. Sending love and light. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come on back with some more WBS.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild Z from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, people? We're back to Within Brimskin.
Hi.
How you doing? What's up?
You feeling okay, Megan?
Yes.
All right, just making sure.
Yeah, we're checking in.
Just making sure you're okay.
This is usually the part where we say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. So I also wanted to announce that myself and the Grindhouse Radio were, we got an article that was written about us in Entrepreneur. So entrepreneur.com, which is one of the biggest business sites out there. We were the headline story, the Grindhouse Radio.
Oh, nice.
What do you call it? And it's called How Pro Wrestler Brimstone Built a Brand That Reaches Millions of Listeners Every Week.
Didn't you show me that on Facebook? Or I saw you post that on Facebook something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you call it? Just want to make sure everybody knows that that's out there. Please go check it out. Actually, we were the cover story for a few hours. And then we had been in the top the top 15. We're still in top 15 right now.
Nice.
But we were at the highest number 7 in the top stories on the entire website.
Wow.
So that was really, really cool to see.
Yeah, that is cool. That's a good number.
You know, it was a really, really cool thing to see. And I'm okay not going up to number 1. Yeah. You know me. I like to fight for things.
Yeah, I know. But hey, we're right up there. Like, I mean, what top 10? That's nothing to, you know.
Exactly. And what do you call it? And I did want to mention, so this way anybody who reads it doesn't get it twisted. There are a couple of typos in there that are absolutely not true. And I want to make sure you guys, they say in here that I trained upwards of 1,050 students. I trained upwards of 150 students. It also says men in wrestling. It also says many of whom went on to WWE fame. It was a handful of my students that went to WWE fame.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that people don't get it twisted. It was not me who said that. I did not do that because you know how people are.
So it was just some typos.
It's a typo. They were already notified. If they change it, they change it. If not, there's nothing I could do about it. But I want to make sure that people don't think I put that
there. Always so annoying when you go to do like something like that and then like somebody else screws up like information that you're giving them about yourself.
I
can only imagine.
Yeah. And what do you call it? And there's just, you know, like a bunch of different little things that I'm just like, eh. But, you know, that was the big one. They said the Grindstone Radio later on and incorporates four voices when there's seven of us, eight of us when you're there. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, there are certain little things that were, okay, whatever, it is what it is. You know, they didn't mention anybody but me. You know, it's not a one-person show. This is a team effort by everybody that's here. You know, I couldn't do anything I do without Alex. What do you call it? And the same goes for, you know, with Tom and Kim. You know, we do. This is a team effort. And even our people that are external from the main hosts and the owners, but the other co-hosts on the show are very, very, very important to everything we do on the Grindhouse Radio. So, that's pretty much it. I just want to make sure to get that out there. Definitely check out the article, support us, pass it around, make sure that lots of people see it, and we appreciate that. So what do you call it now that that's off the thing? Let's talk a little bit about, because I'm going to need a full segment to talk about the gunman in Texas. So
in Texas?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
Wait, I thought there was
There's a Texas elementary school. What do you call it? This freaking piece of shit killed 19 kids.
Kids
and two adults.
When did this happen?
This was yesterday.
I heard about that.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
I'm just finding out about this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely awful. It disgusts me, but I don't want to get into it now.
We just had one. Like, there was one literally, like, what, a week ago? Wasn't there?
No, that was, like, a couple weeks ago. That was in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that was in the supermarket.
So, yeah. You know, but I'm saying, like, that... What? That's less than a month.
So we're gonna do this now, I guess. Okay.
No, we're not doing this now.
No, because you, what do you call it? Now you got me going.
I'm sorry.
First and foremost,
I didn't mean to. I'm just surprised.
Any little needle dick piece of trash who feels that they can, you know, that they want to go and hurt a child. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I do care, but if you're going to go and shoot like some adults or people that deserve to get shot, I know Alex never thinks anybody deserves to get shot, but you know, there are some people that deserve to get shot.
I think Megan would agree that probably.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to go and shoot innocent children,
what?
You freaking pussy, you absolute piece of trash. I can't fathom what's going on in somebody's head that they could do something like that.
So they went
innocent
to
children.
Elementary school, you said?
In elementary school.
So this is like Sandy Hook, basically.
Pretty
like,
much.
Again.
It's a parent's worst nightmare. Absolute worst nightmare. You know, now these people, so many families are going to have to live with this.
Is the guy detained or is
he's
he dead?
He's dead.
Dead. Of course he is.
He's dead.
Of
what do you call it? They shot him and they killed him. What do you call it? I think
was he shooting at police? Like when they?
I don't know. I think there from what I heard, and again allegedly, I'm not sure. There was a cop who I don't know if he was off duty or if he was on duty, but he came in, he got there before anybody else did, and he saw the gunman, and he saw he had body armor, a rifle and a backpack, and then I'm pretty sure that he took the shot and he shot him in the head. I think he got him in the head.
Got him right in the head.
You know, so which, good, I'm glad the guy's dead, but you know what, to be honest, I would have rather this piece of trash actually be completely torn apart. I wish he would have went to prison and had his anus ripped apart five ways from Sunday.
I wish
every single day.
I want to know I want to know why. That's my biggest thing is I want to know why.
I don't why he did it.
Yeah.
Or why I'm saying that should be done.
No, I want it. Well, I agree with you. Yeah,
why he did it? I'd love to know why he did it. But who? You know what? Honestly, who cares? It's done. We're never gonna know.
Because
we're never gonna know.
Because I want to try and prevent.
He's mentally effed up, and he had guns.
I know.
He could have also had no idea what he was doing, at all.
If he was completely stoned, you know, if he was high on some crap, who knows?
Who knows?
But he had access. Apparently, this guy, from what I heard, and I could be wrong. He was as soon as he turned 18, he went out and he bought two assault rifles. So as soon as he was 18, he was able to. Nobody, listen, I love guns. I support guns. I love to go shoot. However, there's no fucking reason that an 18-year-old boy should be able to go out and buy automatic freaking rifles.
Yeah,
and go out and to do whatever the hell he damn well pleases.
You can't even drink.
No.
You can't drink, but
no.
You can go out and buy automatic rifles.
So I wish that this guy would have been kept alive, even though the guy they kept the white guy who killed the black folks in Buffalo, they detained him. You know what I mean? But you know, the Spanish guy they shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, but regardless, they both deserve to be dead. But here it is. This is my new plan of punishment for people. Catch them alive. Put them into prison. But he killed his own grandmother. That's insane.
He did?
Apparently. What do you call it?
What?
Take him alive. Put him into prison. Wherever they are, put him into the worst prison there is. And put it out there to everybody that's in there. Everybody that's in there. This guy right here shot kids, which is never a good thing if you tell people in jail.
Oh, yeah.
That's first of all. Second of all, tell them, we will give you a day off of your sentence. A day off your sentence for every time you do something to this jackass.
Oh, he's going to be dead.
No, don't kill him.
Oh,
If you kill him, then you're going to not be able to, you won't be able to take more days off.
Yeah, but they're going to kill him.
But that's punishment. Every day, punishment. And if he dies, you get those days back. There you go. And that's how you, that's punishment. That's punishment.
Well, I don't think that that'll fly in the U.S.
I don't care.
But, all right, no problem.
Am I wrong? Isn't that a good idea?
I just wish that.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to end up dead.
Well, no. If they die, you know, guess what? They deserved it. He shot 18 freaking kids.
If anybody deserves a death penalty, it is this guy.
If he shot one
kid. I'm not
kid,
saying that he doesn't.
If he shot a dog, they say the same thing.
I'm not sitting here disagreeing with you. Okay. I am not sitting here like, oh, I don't think that he should deserve to not die.
Yeah, well.
I'm not saying, oh, no, we should save his life. Do you hear me, like, standing on that hill?
Unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. I can't handle
it. I didn't hear. I'm actually literally just hearing about this now. We had another person walk into the room. Hi, Ira.
Hey, Ira, circling the drain. Shout out.
I just can't believe that we just had a shooting. We just had one. I don't know.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with a little bit more with Brimski.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman! Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yippee!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Yee, come on!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman.
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin. Again, we've got a couple of special guests. We've got Megan, Alex's girl, with us, the lady, however you want to say it.
Hello.
We also have Ira Mark from Circling the Drain. What's going on, brother?
Oh, welcome. Not bad. I walked into a firestorm today, didn't I?
Pretty much. It was, you know, we'll just backtrack for a hot second and just talk about, you know, you were the one who said that the guy killed his grandmother also?
Correct. The story that was told... was that he had an argument with his grandmother, shot her, and for some reason that means you go to an elementary school and kill 18 kids and two teachers.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Okay.
I'm so disgusted and appalled. It sickens me. It sickens me and to no end how people are just so freaking disgusting.
I can't believe that he...
So disgusting. Okay, so disgusting.
How are you going to solve it?
They're, like I said, bring him to... Catch him. Don't kill him. Catch him. Then bring him to prison and have him maimed.
But no. We have to go before that. I mean, are we going for the gun? Or are we... The first thing I thought
no,
of...
No, well, we can't.
Okay.
Not in the United States. It won't work.
I understand. And I'm on Brim's side when he said... I grew up. My father was a court officer, which means he is mandated to carry... Mm-hmm. A revolver.
Okay.
Knows how to use it, knows how to clean it. We never touched it. We knew it was in the house. It was fine. It was for safety and for his job.
Yeah.
If you want to go hunting, I'm not a hunter, But I understand it.
Yeah, I understand that too.
You get a rifle, you go out, you do that.
Yep.
Who needs an automatic rifle to blow away a deer?
No one.
Someone comes into your house. If you put one in their body, do you need to make sure that you put 100 more rounds in him?
No. I think that they should reserve automatic weapons for, what is it, for just on ranges. Like, you if you want to go to a range and rent one out to shoot, fine, but you can't take it home. Like, I've always thought that should be kind of how it goes. Because people are going to want to shoot them, and I don't think that you should take it away from the people that are doing everything correctly, but let them rent it out at the range.
There are a lot of things people want to do. It doesn't mean it should be legal to do it.
Here's the thing. You don't need a license for automatic weapon. You need a license for a handgun. You don't need a license for an automatic weapon.
Yeah.
Let's put that into perspective. An AR, I love them. I wish I had. You know what I mean?
But why don't you have one then?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons for that. But what do you call it? I have kids in my house. I have, you know, what do you call it? I do have guns in my house. But what do you call it? I don't have automatic weapons because, honestly, there's no need to really have an automatic weapon.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends that have AK-47s and this, that, and the next thing. And listen, I'm not saying to take guns away from the people.
No.
But at the end of the day, you need stricter gun rules and laws. And kids should not be able to get their hands on them. And you got to crack down on the illegal buying and purchasing of guns.
I wonder how much that actually contributes to crime, though. How many illegal guns are used in crimes versus legal guns to commit mass shootings?
Most mass shootings are from people that went and bought the guns at shops.
That's what I thought.
Correct.
Crime is more so done with pieces that they get illegally. Okay? So, you know, it's baffling. It's baffling to me. And everybody wants to sit on their goddamn hill and their mountain going, oh, my guns and it's my right, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, they don't have, what do you call it, most of the same people are not giving a damn about women and their right to what do you call it, into Roe versus Wade. What do you call it, which is a nice walk right into what we were going to talk about
here. Yes, exactly.
You know, a woman's body, it's her choice, what do you call it, and to take away the rights that they have is unbelievably disgusting.
Well, that's just it. You said it's a woman's choice. They want to make sure, nope, not a woman's choice. You have that baby, and then once that baby is born, then we'll cut you off.
Right. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unreal. So you have thoughts about it?
Oh, I have a lot of thoughts about it.
is it more on my side of things or the other side of things?
Well, I looked it up. I fully believe that women should have a right to their own body because of something tragic that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it, but anything.
You could say it. Yeah, you could say it. You know, if a woman gets raped, if a woman gets, you know, incest in cases of anything like that. Yeah, you could totally say it.
And then you'd be forced to have a baby.
Yeah, I know. It's screwed up.
It's wrong. Now, should there be a time restraint on when they can have the abortion, meaning that you shouldn't be able to have an abortion like 2-3 weeks before you're going to have a baby? You know, yeah, I don't think you should necessarily let it go that long. But you know what? If it's going to hurt the mother, or if the mother decides this is not happening, I can't have it, I don't want to do this, then you have to respect the wishes of the mother. You know what I mean? It's or the woman. It's her body.
Well, unfortunately, it's probably not going to be the case in the United States any longer that is the case.
But it will be in certain states. So what do you call
probably
it? So
like
New York,
26
New York is a safe state. People can still get them in New York.
Yep.
What do you call it? Honestly, I'm the guy that would love to go down and what do you call it? If somebody is, because I brought friends down before to have, you know, things taken care of and so forth. And, you know, when you go there.
Oh, he's going to be...
these jackasses out there with their, you know, you're killing kids. I would love to be over there. Love to be over there and slap the taste out of half of their mouths.
Well, actually, what I've always thought is, if this is what you believe, 100%,
mm-hmm.
and the woman has to have that child for you and your... I don't want to put religion into it, but we kind of know usually which side of the coin they're on.
Right, right.
Then when that baby is born, you with the picket sign, congratulations, here's your baby.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if the woman wants to carry the baby to term, you know, but that's a lot on a woman. That's a lot on a woman. You know, I have three kids. I know what it's like, you know, for a woman to go through all that.
I know. I don't want to go through that again. No, yeah. I'm joking.
Okay. But, you know, so again, I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse because I ranted on this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
but,
we did.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's still out there. It's still up in the air. I don't know what's going to happen with it. But I'm really, really hoping that something happens and somebody gets a half a brain in their head, because it is absolutely disgusting what's going on in our country.
Everybody's focused on Johnny Depp right now. No one's talking about Roe v. Wade anymore.
We could talk about Johnny Depp too. What do you call it? I'm assuming everybody here has been watching the trial.
Oh yeah.
What do you call it? It's been an absolute shit show.
Literally.
Especially, yeah, right? Especially on Amber Heard's side. It's like, what do you call it? Anything that they just don't understand anything on
it's
her side.
It's a dumpster fire that side.
And not only is it a dumpster fire, they're like pissing lighter fluid, like all over it.
Oh, you're just putting, they're making the flames get higher.
It's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
They just keep fanning the flames.
Ugh. Every witness is just terrible.
Oh,
she
my
has
God.
No.
The psychologist.
Yeah, the psychologist. Oh, my God. Amber Heard's psychology. He was insane. Like, the judge had to tell him to calm down. Like that,
sir. You have to answer the question.
I'm still geeked over Jason Momoa's testimony.
I didn't see that yet.
I didn't see it. He did. He testified.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
he
by
did.
Video, and yep. He was having a ball. The judge had to tell him too. It was
really
like, concentrate on this, will you?
Well, so what did he? What did he say? Now I need to know.
Oh no, you have to watch the whole thing.
Oh,
it's hysterical.
Yeah. I didn't know he actually did it.
Yeah, I saw that he testified on YouTube. I was seeing clips of it, but like I wanted to watch the whole thing, so I didn't watch any of it yet. But I did watch like Amber Heard's psychiatrist or whatever it was, and he's just insane. Like,
and he did it on
a video
in Johnny's favor, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. See. Good, son of a bitch.
Well, they had who is the model? Kate Moss.
Oh, Kate came on too?
Kate came on. I did not see it. I just saw that she came on and refuted everything that Amber Heard was saying.
Yeah, stupid.
Pretty much everyone is.
She's so stupid.
My favorite part of the trial so far is when Amber Heard brought up Kate Moss, and you see Johnny's lawyer and Johnny do a fist bump.
Yep.
And then the lawyers explained they couldn't bring up anything that happened with Kate Moss until she opened the door.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And she knew exactly when she screwed up, too.
Yeah.
She knew exactly when she screwed up.
That was when she said, yeah, Johnny, let's go out and have a drink. That's when she first screwed up.
Oh, my Lord.
My favorite moment from the trial is when Amber Heard's lawyer is asking a question of somebody on the stand, and the person starts answering the question, and whatever they're saying is hearsay, but like it's not for him to call out. He asked the question.
Oh, that one, yeah.
And he just goes, objection, hearsay. And the
to
judge
himself.
Is just like, that was your question.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
what?
The one who asked the question, you jackass. Anyway.
Hi, I'm a bad lawyer, and I'd like you to know.
Anyway, what do you call it? That's not working, just so you know.
Well, now it will.
Ah, there we go. It is the end of
Within
Rimskins. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with us, and I know we got a little raucous today. I want to thank Megan Suss. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ira Mark.
Hey,
Circling the Drain every Wednesday night live, 7:30 p.m. more or less? 7:30?
More or less.
Yes, Eastern Standard Time.
That
Make sure
correct.
You check them out. And always, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday nights, the new episode of the Grindhouse Radio, and Dirty Little Secrets Club Tuesdays. And that's about all the time I got. I'll see you guys next week.